Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's playing some good basketball as a reserve. He really is. JK deserves some props, man. He's defending his ass off. He's a player. I like where Jonathan Kuminga's at right now, mentally, physically. And look, the first few minutes for him in the first half was a little rough, but he settled in, and he had himself a solid, solid night. That sucker could guard, man. Not a sucker. He ain't no sucker. He ain't no punk, but you get what I'm saying here. This guy can guard. Jonathan Kuminga can guard. He can get to the rim. He gets up. He's a factor, folks. He is a factor. As a segment is sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. What a win for the Warriors last night, 120-117 on Clay Day. The return of Clay Thompson, and it did not disappoint last night, Shasky at Chase Center.
We haven't had a chance to get into it. So the closing lineup, because it's a close game. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, there's all this stuff, right? Clay and Steph and Dre. But there's a closing lineup. I loved it. I legitimately loved it. So you had Curry, Dre, Wiggins, Kuminga, and Anthony Melton.
Yep. D'Anthony, excuse me.
I think I've mispronounced that five different times in the last 2 weeks.
Not surprising.
What did you make of that? Because I loved the way they had basically Melton on Kyrie, and then they had Wiggins. I mean, I know there were switches and stuff. So
Melton on Kyrie, Wiggins on Luka. You got JK who can shadow Klay Thompson.
Yes.
And do not leave Klay. Do not leave him.
No, I thought he did a good job off ball.
No doubt.
Him.
And then Draymond on Gafford.
Yeah.
Protecting the paint.
That's a tough matchup.
And you're protecting the paint right there. So,
and then Grimes was the other
Quentin
guy
Grimes
out there.
Grimes was the other guy out there as well. So he played 8 minutes and 33 seconds in that fourth quarter, Quentin Grimes. But you see JK with the 7-13 in the fourth quarter, solid defense. I like the closing lineup.
I did too.
And this is what we've been waiting to see, the closing lineup. We've been waiting to see that. So, and then, you know, somebody on the text here, 415, talk about the plus minus with Kevon Looney and some of the guys here. Loondog and Trayce Jackson-Davis last night combined for 20 rebounds. 7 on the offensive glass. By far and away, TJD's best game in a long time.
He had some really nice second, third chance opportunities because he's not as big as those other guys, like in terms of height wise. And I thought that in the third quarter, he was really good as well. Because they went on a little run there in the third quarter. Was it the mid third quarter when they started to pull away?
They went on 13-0 run. 16-0 run, I think. 16-0 run. Yeah. And the Warriors took a 13-point lead. So they flipped the switch in the third quarter, outscored the Mavericks by 11, 37-26.
I thought Buddy was just, again, Buddy just every single time I watch him play, I'm like, dude, this guy, he just fits everything we want to do. He took the ball to the rim again, finishing with offhanded layups. And I don't know, man, Buddy's playing really well right now. And
well,
if you got him and Kuminga coming off the bench, how many teams have a 1-2 punch like that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. 30 points off the bench. You get those two guys, the first two guys. Now, Buddy wasn't as efficient for the three-point line last night. 2-for-8, 14 points. But Buddy's got some game, man. There's no doubt Buddy's playing well in this role. But he wasn't in that finishing lineup. And Buddy Hill in the fourth quarter just played 4 minutes and 47 seconds. So this is on Steve Kerr, filling the game, and filling the flow of the game, and filling what he needed to do. Give Steve Kerr his flowers right now. He's pressing all the right buttons. All the rotations, he's pressing all the right buttons. Let's go to Andre in EPA. Andre, what's happening, buddy?
What's up, Andre?
Hey, man. Hey, good morning. Good morning. You know, I got to start it off. Best morning roast in the morning, for sure. I think we talked. Thursday before the Cleveland game. We was hyped up. You know, they went to Cleveland. It didn't work out as well. And you know, we went to the Oklahoma City Thunder, handle business there. You know, we come home, we handle business. I like the fact that the Warriors are playing like the Warriors. They're aggressive on defense. You know, they're rebounding. They're running around. They're moving on offense. Nobody's standing around. You know what I'm saying? And the new pieces that we have are playing great. I love the way that D'Angelo Melton plays defense on Kyrie. Yeah, Kyrie going to do Kyrie. That's what he is. But if you can contain him and make him miss a couple shots and make him undecided about going to the basket because you're so long, that's good enough. Just like Wiggins. Wiggins, 7 foot wingspan. It's hard to go around and shoot over there. Yeah, Luka is Luka. I understand that, but he ain't going to shoot over a 7 foot wingspan every time. You can see it was in spurts, and that's what we need. Our defense is what's going to get us to the championship, and that's how we played last night. It felt like we was in Oakland last night. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
You know, the part about playing like the Warriors, one thing that's always frustrated all of us, including the team itself, is just the really careless turnovers. And against a team that plays at the pace that the Mavericks like to play at, those turnovers can really punish you. Mm-hmm. And I thought yesterday they did a really good job minimizing the turnovers. And I'm looking at the stat sheet.
Just 13 turnovers.
Yeah, and almost 30 assists. Like, I'm telling you, you know, I keep saying it, 2.5 to 3 to 1. That's kind of the ratio you're looking for from elite point guards that handle the ball. As a team to do that, that tells me you're sharing the ball well.
Well, Steve Kerr mentioned this, and he was so right about it. They don't have the margin for error like they used to 5 to 6 years ago. They had all the firepower. They could just bomb threes left and right and go on a 21-2 run and blow you out of the water in the third quarter. It's not the same team. So he's begging and he's pleading with Draymond Green and Stephen Curry to take better care of the basketball. Now, Steph Curry had 4 turnovers, but you'll live with it. You'll live with it. Draymond Green had 0 turnovers yesterday. 0 turnovers. So if you get Draymond Green, who's averaging under 2 turnovers this season, and he's playing at an elite level, saying, hey, don't forget about Dre. We won't forget about Dre. When you're producing stat lines of 11.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 2 block shots, and 0 turnovers. And on the flip side, the Dallas Mavericks are number 1 in the league in terms of turnovers, averaging 13 a game because they play at a slower pace. Well, last night, the Warriors sped them up with timely double teams, timely traps, scrapping, getting loose balls, getting deflections within the half court. The Dallas Mavericks last night, again, they entered last night averaging 13 turnovers a game. Last night, 18 turnovers. And you get 10 turnovers combined by Luka and Kyrie Irving. So the Warriors did a good job on their star players. Again, Luka and Kyrie, 5 turnovers each. 18 total for the Dallas Mavericks, who averaged 13 a game.
So your point about the timing up of the double teams is a really good one because, like, you're not going to guard these guys straight up because they're so dynamic. And Luka's going to foul hunt, and he's just he's going to get his. And good luck anyone guarding Kyrie individually. But when you send over a double team, you're now in scramble mode. And then you're opening up the paint for those lobs because they have big lobs. And you're opening up the arc for Klay Thompson, right? So this is why the way they're built is a very tricky defensive matchup for so many teams. And I thought they were excellent with it. The Melton help out on Steph late in the game where Steph gets that steal. That is just high IQ basketball. It's not how you do it. It's when you do it and where on the floor you do it and when in the shot clock you do it. And I think that they've done a really good job defensively throwing the kitchen sink at teams.
No, they have.
From possession to possession, changing it up.
No, they have.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.